Shalom. God bless you, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Andrew Pabite from Virginia. I am very honored and blessed this morning to be able to share a devotion with you this week. And I also want to take the opportunity to thank our precious brethren, Jesse and other brothers who have committed their lives and dedicated their ministry to making this possible. And blessings and greetings to all the saints around the world. God bless you. I would like to share a reading, but before that, let us bow heads and let's pray. Precious Lord, we are so grateful this morning that you've given us the gift of life one more time. And Lord, you have ushered us into this new day, the beginning of it. We have no idea what it holds, but we know who holds it, Lord. And Father, we are just going to step out in faith today, but we want to step out in faith in your name, in your word, trusting in you, knowing that you are the one who has given us life and you have made the day and prepared it for us, that we should walk in it, Lord, and we should enjoy the fruits of your work for us. Father, we bless this time that you've given to us, and we ask, Lord, that you be with us today and the rest of the week during the ministration. Help me to say something that will be a blessing to the bride in these last days. We ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen. So, beloved, thank you again for the opportunity. I wanted to share something here from Psalm 37. Lord willing, we will look at this psalm this week. Let us read from verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Hallelujah. We thank God for this word. May he add his blessings to it. And we pray, Holy Spirit, come and teach us and give us, Lord, an understanding of the word, so that we can hide it in our hearts today as we go about our day. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, a few words sticks out and stands out to me in these passages of scripture that we've read. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Evildoers are all around us. And we fret because of the comments and the way they treat us and the way they behave towards us. But if you don't take time, we will dwell on what the evildoers are actually doing rather than what we should be doing as believers. The Bible tells us the evildoers, we should not be envious about them. Perhaps you have evildoers in your own family. And evildoers here are simply those who are not walking in the way of the Lord. Unbelievers. And unbelievers are all around the bride. Their behavior, the things they say and all they do, we shouldn't fret about that. We shouldn't be confused about what we are doing to the Lord and how we live in our lives. We must stay straight on and persevere. We should not envy them either for the things they have and who they are and their statuses and all these things. The Bible says they shall be cut off as green herb. They shall wither. But verse 3 tells us to trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shall be fed. It is the Lord's responsibility to take care of the righteous. The righteous here also stands for the one who has dedicated their life to serving God. The righteousness is not in us, but it is in our service to the Lord. That is how God views his righteous children, is in our service to him. You can't be righteous and be sitting still. You can't be righteous and be a churchgoer. You can't be righteous and be a fundamental Christian. You can't be righteous and just be a hearer of the word, but the doers of the word shall be counted as righteous. The Bible says, do good in the land. Verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delighting yourself in the Lord also, brethren, it takes your focus away from evildoers. We see the signs of the time. So many things that we see, the fig tree is beginning to bud. Israel and what's happening to them, and the world, and things are being shaken all over here in the United States. As the scriptures say, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And we are experiencing a shaking time here in the United States, shaking in our government, shaking in our states, shaking all over the world. Beloved, the groaning pains are there, and the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God who are trusting in the Lord, who are not looking around for the unbelievers and what they are doing. Let's stay focused. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. Let us trust in him. Let us delight also in him. The Bible says he will give us the desires of our heart. I would like to talk about Zechariah and Elizabeth over in Luke chapter 1. The Bible tells us here in Luke chapter 1 verse 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain man named Zacharias, a certain priest rather, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. We can tell Zacharias a believer. He followed the message. He has married a believer, and he is established in the church, and you know, he's serving the Lord. But let us read the next verse, because I love it. Verse 6 says, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Beloved, this is not the time to get your eyes on the people who don't believe the message. They are unbelievers. The Bible says in Psalm 37, fret not about these evildoers. Fret not about the unbelievers. It's time the bride keeps her eyes on the Lord and perseveres and move forward. Thus shall she do exploit. Thus shall she fulfill the desires of the Lord. We look at the wrong things, we look at the evildoers, we look at the news, we look at what is happening around. It should only compel us to go to our knees, brothers. But the Bible says we should not be envy of them. The Bible says we should not even be fretting with them or contending with them. We should not be angry with them. We should not, you know, do anything that is unworthy, as the scripture has taught us. But we must remain righteous, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. I want to talk about the righteousness of Zacharias and his dear wife Elizabeth. The Bible says in the next verse here, 7, they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well stricken in years. So let's look at this, beloved. They have no child, and they were well stricken in age. But the Bible tells us that Zacharias was faithful, was righteous in doing his priestly duties, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. The Lord will not forget Zacharias. And I want you to know the Lord will come through for the righteous. It doesn't matter how long it takes, brothers and sisters. God is faithful. And I want to leave you with this note, and we'll continue tomorrow. That your duty to walk and to be walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord is very important. Keep a straight agenda with God and walk in the commandments and in all the ordinances and be blameless before the Lord, because your answer is on the way. And don't focus and don't fret. Don't contend with the world or the people around you and the way that you, the comments they make and all these things. Jesus once told Peter, who was so worried about another disciple, will he be this? Will he do that? Jesus said, what is that to you? Only you walk before me. Worry about the things that you're going to be doing. And let the wicked worry about themselves. Let the Lord, our God, let him be God. And you be a righteous son, daughter of God. And the Lord will perform the word in his due time. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your blessed word this morning. I pray that you speak to our hearts in a special way. Father, let us not focus on the evildoers and unbelievers around us. But Lord, let them drive us to our knees and drive the roots deeper in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. And Father, let us walk blameless before you like Zechariah and Elizabeth. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, beloved. We'll see you again tomorrow, Lord willing.